there to say who wanted from the jump. Came here to say. Came to get exactly what you want. Came here to say that you don't really want it with us. Yeah. We live, you know. We came here to say that you don't really want it with us. Yeah. The sports show.
Yeah. You really are turning into Joe Jackson. You've been around Tavia too long.
Not turning to Joe Jackson. We do shit the right way here. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to a special edition of the Your Sports Show. I am Big Baby. That is BK Matt. And we are here to go over nights 1 and 2 of WrestleMania. We will not be long-winded. Trust me.
Like Thunderbolt Patterson.
Not like Thunderbolt Patterson. If you don't get the reference that we're saying, we're watching the Hall of Fame. And Paul Heyman blew everything out the water, and it was no way to recover. Paul Heyman should have been last.
No, he was right where he was supposed to.
No,
I feel like the Hall of Fame should have been televised after Paul Heyman. That's just how I feel. That was everybody. That's all everybody wanted to see. That's all I wanted to see.
But respect to all of the people who got into the Hall of Fame tonight. But we're not here to talk about that. We are here to talk about nights 1 and 2 of WrestleMania. So we're going to jump right into it, starting with the Latino World Order, or from what we found out on SmackDown, it will now be Rey Mysterio and Andrade versus Santos Escobar and Dominic Mysterio. I wanted it to be Andrade anyway in the first place, and I felt like this was going to be a swerve regardless. But you see the wheels turning in the story with a Carlito turn, since Rey Mysterio keeps adding people and forgetting about the people who's in his group. How do you feel about this match?
I don't understand why I wasn't Carlito from gate, but okay. I hate the LWO's entrance theme, so I kind of turned off with the LWO altogether. Like, I get the story. Like, it was pretty emotional to see, you know, Zelina and Andrade get back together. It was kind of cute. Mm-hmm. That match that they had on the show, though, was kind of botch-fest-ish. But,
yeah.
I'm not really intrigued by the match, but I'm going with, you know, Dirty Dom and I forgot his name. I really did. Santos.
Bro, we can't be doing the Mania review. You don't know the people on the card playing.
Because I was about to call him the freaking group name. And, you know, look, it's too many damn syllables. You know how I am with syllables.
I think the story that they're trying... The story is that they're trying to make Rey Mysterio look like the worst person in the world. Yeah. And I've learned this, and I spoke about this the past few days with somebody, that the villain usually has a reason why, a legit reason why they are the actual villain. Yeah. And, you know, with that being said, I see Carlito costing them the match. Yeah. And this story continues with all the Latinos fighting each other. Bro, so
this goes into another year with this.
I really want one more Rey and Dom match, and that's it. Like, straight up, there's no outside interference, none of the shenanigans. Rey and Dom one last time, and then that'll be Rey's retirement match.
I'm just intrigued by the entrance. I know Dirty Dom is going to give us something special.
Possibly. But I'm also going to go with Santos and Dominic. And this is looking like, you know, this is looking like part of the fracture in the Judgment Day, too, because Dom siding with, you know, Santos and Legado. So we'll see.
You think he's about to have his own, you think he's about to be the leader of that group now?
No, it's not him being the leader, just him being in, you know, Legado, or being really closely associated with it. But,
even though I really feel like he should be the leader.
I don't think he should be the leader of Legado del Fantasma. If you're going to have Dom the leader of a group, have it be the leader of his own group, not the leader of Santos Escobar group. But the next match on night one. Huh? Doesn't matter who's over. It is more about, it's like, if me, so that's basically saying if me and you are in a tag team, right? And then somebody more popular than us becomes a leader of that tag team, forgetting that we were the points who came to the tag team in the first place. Mm-hmm. That doesn't bring us anywhere near where we need to be. I think Dom, if Dom had his own team, and Dom plays a good supporting role on any team, I don't think he's ready to be a leader of a team yet.
You're saying it worked for The Rock.
Yeah, but not everything that works for The Rock works for everybody else.
Yeah.
So the next match is the 6-woman tag team match. Bianca Belair, Jade Cargill, and Naomi versus Damage Control's Dakota Kai, Asuka, and Kairi Sane. You already know who we're going for, right? This doesn't have to take too long. So we go.
Everybody is black.
yeah. We already, listen, it is what it is.
God, they look sexy together.
You know, the three goddesses will beat Damage Control. If there is shenanigans, the shenanigans may come from Jade Cargill, but I'm hoping that it doesn't. I'm hoping Jade, Bianca, and Naomi get their WrestleMania moment together, because that'll be good for the culture, good for our community of people. Just like seeing, as a black man, seeing three black women just stand, being able to stand up tall on the biggest stage of it all, and on a stage that's, hasn't historically been for us. I feel like it's
for the Asians. Yep.
That's what. Right, but we're not talking about them. We're talking. I'm saying historically for us, because even if we go to Japan, where are the black people in Japan? They have the Asian people have a stage out in, out over the waters. They do have their own promotions, stuff like that. But historically speaking, if you go over to New Japan Pro Wrestling, how many black people do you see?
None.
You go to Stardom, it's rare that you see any black women. You go to All Japan, you don't see any black people. So, in WWE, in All Elite Wrestling, how many black people do we see?
We're not doing this.
That's not relegated to Ring of Honor. That's not relegated to Rampage and stuff like that. Like,
Oh, I thought you meant Rampage Jones. I was about to say you got it.
No. like this is what I'm saying. Even though TNA was really one of the few companies on the forefront of pushing black talent, making, Ron Killings the first African-American NWA champion. One of the first. I believe there was somebody else.
No, he was the first.
Yeah. So one of the few black world champions in the history of wrestling, WWE doing the same thing with Kofi and Bobby and Rocky and just like and Booker. So like, seeing three black women get the stage that they deserve.
Look,
it's amazing. And then seeing we saw Bianca and Sasha main event Mania. That was a moment for everybody.
Yeah.
So, this is a moment for us too. I can't even say it's not any bigger or any smaller, because it's just the fact that they're on it is amazing. So.
Oh, did you see the shit fire that was on the Jobber's Tears page?
Nope. And I will not look at it, because then I'm gonna get mad and then I'm gonna start just kicking everybody out the group.
Boy. So, he got terminated,
as a person should have. But the next match, brother versus brother, twin versus twin, Jey Uso versus Jimmy Uso. This match probably is, I think this might be the best match of the night.
Jimmy's winning.
I think Jimmy should win. Off the simple fact that it would do wonders for Jimmy. Jay's already super over, and he will continue to be over. He doesn't need to win. But if he does get to win, now you're trying to figure out, then you're actually pushing towards the crumbling of the bloodline. This will determine what happens, I feel, moving forward. But if Jay's able to beat Jimmy, that's starting the cracks in the foundation. Even though the cracks in foundation have already started, you know, and that will get to something we'll talk about later on in the main event of night one. But we both agree that Jimmy's going to take this.
He should win.
Yeah.
He's the only one that really needs it.
Yeah. Okay. The six-pack tag team championship ladder match. This is going to be a clusterfuck, but it's WrestleMania, so we should just enjoy the clusterfuck. It's better than the Memorial Battle Royal.
Should we?
I think the Intercontinental title should have been a damn ladder match.
That's what I thought originally. A triple threat.
Because not like, you know, WrestleMania hasn't had ladder matches for the Intercontinental title with 30 people in it.
So I was saying, shout out to Zack Ryder.
Right. But the match participants, the Judgment Day, Finn Balor and Damian Priest, DIY, Johnny Gargano, Tommaso Ciampa, The Awesome Truth, Miz and Truth, New Day, Kofi and Woods, A-Town, Down Under, Austin Theory, Grayson Waller, The New Catch Republic, Pete Dunne, and Tyler Bate. And again, this is for the Undisputed WWE Tag Team titles. I feel like Judgment Day is probably going to retain, and I think they should, unless you're going to put the titles on Awesome Truth for a second.
I think they're going to split the titles.
Do you think it's a shenanigan where, like, they only grab, like, one title?
Yep. Because I really feel like Damian Priest is cashing in the Money in the Bank.
But they don't have to split the titles, then.
Huh?
They don't have to split the titles, then. They could just have them drop the titles altogether.
Why? Have them split the titles. They don't need... It's not like we need a team on both shows. The both sides tag team division is fine.
It depends on how they're presented, though. A lot of these tag teams are muck up in stupid stories, though. What we believe to be stupid stories. Let's say that.
Yeah. I would rather see Awesome Truth win the titles because you know how I feel about R-Truth.
Yes.
He's a national treasure.
But everybody feels the same way about Truth.
Yeah, I would prefer New Day or what's Peace awesome Up, A-Town Truth. Down, whatever the fuck that shit's called.
A-Town Down Under.
That is wild. Yeah, I feel like they need it more than anything. They're just floating around.
It's weird because the next champions after Judgment Day, you don't want them to be transitional champions, but if they are going to be transitional champions, they need to be entertaining.
They are entertaining.
I'm talking about the Judgment. No, the Judgment Day is fine. I'm talking about the next.
Upside down, all around.
No, I know what you're talking about. I'm just saying that the next people who hold the titles before there's another serious, serious title run should be at least entertaining for the next couple months.
Yeah.
So you have a couple of choices here, but I wouldn't put the titles specifically back on New Day right now.
They've been so far moved from the tag titles.
At this point, it's like, why are you putting on them? Because they don't have really any momentum. Like I see Dunn and Bate possibly winning. But it's I don't know, because the Judgment Day has the right formula, and I hate to sound like one of those people that you need, you know, a big guy and a small guy, but it works with Finn and Damian. With Truth and Miz, they're two kind of medium height guys.
But this is coming from the same guy that wants Finn Balor to be solo.
When I say that, I said that before. I don't care now. I'm long past that. They killed off my favorite. They killed off my favorite character in Finn Balor. The damn the Demon King Edge killed them off. So you know, I'm forever mad at Edge for that. So
he's wasting away in AEW. He'll be all right.
Whatever, he want to make announcements. Oh, this is we're wrestling. Shut up, Edge.
Shut up, Adam Copeland.
I'm sorry. Shut up, Adam. The next match. So who you got winning? The six man?
Awesome
six
truth.
Pack?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Ref, I scratched that DIY. Going with DIY.
Oh Lord. No. Yep. I have Judgment Day retaining. Just to try to keep some sense of momentum. Gunther versus Sami Zayn will be a phenomenal match.
I would have preferred Gable.
I would have preferred Gable too.
But I still see Gunther winning.
I definitely see Gunther winning. And Sammy winning. See, that goes back to my Jey Uso argument. Like, y'all could have just put the belt on Jey Uso and have it title brother versus brother for the title.
They don't need a title.
They don't need it, but it would add a little like
Jay being Intercontinental title would have just been something to make him legitimize, but he's so over, he does not need a title right now.
He doesn't need a title right now, but when are you going to put the title? When are you going to put a title on him?
This year. I feel like it's going to happen.
Because it's like the whole LA Knight thing. LA Knight went from...
Yeah, but he's being legitimized against AJ.
I'm tired of seeing AJ Styles. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. I'm tired of seeing one of the greatest wrestlers in our generation lose. Like,
you tell me, I feel the same exact fucking way.
Like, AJ Styles should be in the title picture all the time.
Not against Roman, though.
Not against Roman. Keep him away from Roman. I'm at AJ Styles versus Cody Rhodes, bro.
I like it.
Bro, give me that. AJ Styles versus Cody Rhodes.
That's what I was saying.
This is how the Bullet Club keep fighting against each other, bro.
But this is why I'm like, it makes sense for Cody to win the title. He has so much people he can have a story with. Like, he'll be fine. Because then he's not, and then he can go to SmackDown. He has AJ, he has Orton, he has fucking LA Knight,
He has Bobby Lashley. He has a bunch of people.
Fighting Temptations, aka Karrion Kross.
Him and Karrion Kross would have a dope story.
Exactly. That's what I said. He has people he can feud with. That's why I'm laughing when everybody say, "Oh, well, what would be next? He would need Roman." No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't need Roman. A lot of people, we'll get there. Because there's a lot to unpack, and people just be saying shit just to say shit.
I know. That's why I just don't
which is why we don't even like talking wrestling. Like
I damn sure don't, yeah.
Open-minded
people, boy.
Super. But Gunther is retaining. We can say that. Now if Sammy wins, I'm kind of like,
whatever. Sammy's another one. I just feel like he does not need a title.
Sammy doesn't move the needle for me winning the title because the person who should have won the title or taken it off Gunther was probably Gable. And they told a great story with that.
I'm not feeling the Rocky Balboa shit. They don't tell
I hate it. I hate it. And because they have minimal build, it's been 4 weeks building up to this when you could have had Gable keep fighting his way back to get a match at Mania for it. But you know what? Hey, I'm not going to armchair book something that makes sense, right?
would have been so, okay if Gunther just would have interrupted the match and turned it into a triple threat.
Right. But we already have a triple threat on the next night.
Not happy about that.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Next match, the co-main event, Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch for the women's title, women's world title. If Rhea Ripley did not beat Becky Lynch, boy,
we on the same page. Boy, same page. It makes no fucking sense for Becky Lynch to be beating Rhea. Your time is up. And I love Becky Lynch, but your time.
I love Becky, but it's a
new age. We need that new shit.
In order to give Rhea Ripley the legit, she's already legit.
Yeah, she beat Charlotte.
She beat Charlotte. She's beat, you know, we need to progress the story to her getting to her and Bianca at some point. And Becky winning the title does nothing for the women's division at all.
And we don't say that in malice because we love Becky Lynch.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't say that in malice at all. It's just if Becky doesn't need it. It's like, get why they do it with Charlotte sometimes. Because sometimes Charlotte, you know, sometimes you look at the women's division, you're like, damn, where's Charlotte at?
Nobody has heat like Charlotte. So
yeah, nobody has heat like Charlotte. And then when Charlotte's a babyface, it's not the best, but you can make that work.
The thing is, I feel like Becky's in the Bayley transition. You know how like when she, because Bayley had the title for a full year and change?
Yeah.
And then you cooled on her, and now she's back into the main event, you know, spotlight. See, like, and I feel like that's what Becky needs to be.
Well, Becky, it can be a double turn, too. Because even though Rhea's anti right now, you know, Rhea's heel, but even though Rhea's anti, I think I see her more as anti than I see her as complete heel. She's just a badass. She's like Stone Cold. I see her more. I see her cooler than I like. I look at her like, damn, Rhea is fucking cool over than Becky.
And I think Becky calls herself like a Caucasian Jade, and I like it.
Rhea carries herself like a rock star, and everybody wants to be around the rock star, and she commands a presence. So I would, you know,
the cheeks be out, bro.
You got to relax. And then the final match of night one. The final match. Oh man. And ladies and gentlemen, we're flying through night one because, you know, a lot of the stuff on night one, you know, it kind of tells itself. Like I said, I think the match wrestling wise of the night may be Jimmy versus Jay. Storytelling, the match of the night probably could be this match that we're about to mention, Roman and Rock versus Cody and Seth.
This match shouldn't be that long.
This match shouldn't be long. This match, give me a good 10, 15 minutes. Give me a good 10, 15 minutes of whatever you're going to do, and within them 10, 15 minutes, give me like 5 minutes of shenanigans. And I'm
not going to hold you. This better not be like, you remember when Rock and Cena tagged against Awesome Truth? And it was a legitimate tag match.
It was a good tag match at that.
I hated it so much.
A good tag match. Truth and you know, Truth and Miz were the perfect people for that.
No, definitely.
Who else you going? If we look at the tag team division back then, it was nobody else you could have put against Rock and Cena that would have been like, ooh.
I just hated that R-Truth was like on a rise around that time, and then they just cooled it after that. I was sagging.
R-Truth losing. I'm still like, I don't know why I'm still so hurt over it, but Capital Punishment, I'll never forget.
Oh, when
he fought Cena, I don't know why, but it's always in my heart remembering that damn pay-per-view. Like, damn, Truth could have beat Cena, even though everyone would be like, nah, chill, it's R-Truth. Nah. We got Ron Killings during his heel run.
Yo, I felt like that was one of the, don't get me wrong, because I feel, you don't understand. If I ever was, there's like three people that I really want to meet. It's Swaggy Oats. I got to meet Swaggy Oats.
Swaggy Oats, for those who don't know or listen to us on a daily, is Otis.
That's my guy. Swaggy Oats was that guy. He was lit. And Swaggy Oats is Xavier Woods.
I think I want to meet Woods too.
Right. And it's Archer. Those are the three people that I'm like, I got to meet them. Like, I have to.
No, yeah, I got it. I got it. I think, just for me, and you know how crazy it would be. God forbid, and I never want anybody to ever be released, but God forbid R-Truth is released and he starts going on the indies. Boy.
That's all right. Boy. He's a lifer. He's not going nowhere.
He's a lifer, and he deserves that.
Yeah.
If anybody deserves it, he does.
Definitely.
But back to the match at hand, the Bloodline versus Cody and Seth. A lot of layers to this story, and I'm gonna say this on one more occasion. talking about Seth Rollins has been made to look like a complete hoe in this match. He's been made to look like a complete hoe this whole WrestleMania run.
Super hoe.
And I am a Seth Rollins mark. Super and hoe. I just like, bro, you got pick-me'd into this match because you felt like you want, let's make a change. That's like, again, I'm going to say it. But like, you know, like during the, during the pandemic, when the white people were just all of a sudden feeling bad about how we were being treated.
Oh, yeah, because they were forced to see it.
Because everybody right, they were forced to see it because everybody was staying home. Yeah, that's kind of what it feels like. Like, it's like we're being force-fed now, force-fed Seth Rollins, where we really didn't need it. I mean, it's cool, but this whole Bloodline thing. Roman has said it. The Bloodline is basically, that's the storyline in the WWE, and most of the storylines around it have either touched or been touched by Bloodline storytelling.
Yeah.
Like, if we look at the latest tag team championship run by the Judgment Day, how did it start again?
Bloodline. Beating Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens.
No, they beat Cody and Jay.
No, I mean, but originally they beat.
No, I said the second one. I was talking about this current one. This current one started by them beating Cody and Jay because of Bloodline interference.
Yeah.
Seth Rollins world title match. He's pushing the leg. Oh, yeah, we got to get rid of the Bloodline or it's over.
That wasn't how it started. It was, please pick me for WrestleMania. I need you.
I need you. Please pick me.
What?
And
this man is the Cruella DeVille of wrestling right now. I don't even understand it.
Like, I really, really like Seth Rollins. I just hate how they make him look. So now you have Seth Rollins' two main antagonists. Drew McIntyre and CM Punk basically being like, look at this nigga here, bro. Like,
what's he doing? Ain't he the champion? What is he doing? Why is he following Coach? I'm not gonna hold you. You know, I don't really give a fuck about Young Lynx, aka the Legends of Zelda.
Yes,
he's been hitting like,
bro, these been last couple point. Months,
he's been on point
to January.
I don't know what the fuck happened. I don't know.
Prayed for times like this. Yo.
This is the most interesting he's ever been since Three Man Band. That was my shit.
But that was my shit. That goes back to what I said. Every heel or every villain has a legit reason for they have legit reasoning. Like, if Drew doesn't win. I feel bad for Drew.
I'll be upset.
Because now you're booking Seth into Cena territory. Like, because Seth should have realistically lost to Nakamura. And Nakamura should Nakamura could have lost to somebody else.
No, why are we on the same page? Just at the same I'm like, yo, why did Nakamura not win this? I'm like, this motherfucker's hurt. And Nakamura's still not
He super Cena the match. You saw what I said in the chat. I'm just like, Nakamura beat him to death the whole match. And then within 30 seconds, Seth turned the match around and did a Falcon Arrow through the fucking table and won. I'm kind of like, this doesn't make sense to me at all.
It's sad, bro. I don't like it.
So, but the Seth Rollins factor in this match.
Yeah, ho.
Yeah, he looks like a hoe. He should have been at it. This shouldn't even been a thing. If you really wanted to be petty, you could have did. You could have did Roman, Cody, Rock, special guest enforcer, and go from there. They've made the story make sense with Seth Rollins. I just hate how they've made him look. That's pretty much.
Well, we all know Rock and Roman's winning. It's bloodline rules. Why talk about it if we're not going to get it?
Yeah. Yeah. I find myself listening to Rock, and Rock repeats himself a lot.
All the time.
All the time. And I don't like the cadence in which Rock says, boy. kind of like.
Yeah.
He's not talking. He it's different coming out like a black man's mouth.
Sounds dirty.
It sounds weird coming from The Rock. Let's say that.
Still stuck in 2002. Shit's crazy.
But this is some of his. He started to catch fire. Because after that first promo, when he came out with the vest, we was like, oh no.
I'm not gonna hold you. I'm paying attention to what he says with this. Just ride along the ride. Or something like that. Yeah, I paid attention to that. I'm like, this nigga's up to something.
He is. Let's enjoy the ride. I'm just like, oh yeah, shenanigans are coming. And I you know what? We both hate this, but we're not snarky wrestling people to where we're like, yeah, we know it all. I told y'all from the beginning, I just want to be a fan.
Yeah, me too.
I don't want to hear dirt sheets. We get the Cody and Roman match that I think needed to happen. Whether the story is finished or not, that is up to the creative team.
Yeah.
I think adding in The Rock made it a lot more like, whoa.
Yeah.
So.
Because I never denied that. I just was over. I didn't want to see Rock getting a title match because it's just like, why? We did this already with CM Punk and Cena. I don't want to see Rock in the WWE championship role.
Yeah, CM Punk. I can't even say CM Punk got a raw deal out of it because he got to face the Undertaker at WrestleMania.
That was a good ass match.
That was a great match and a great build up.
You watched it back?
I watched it back like 3 or 4 times.
Build up was crazy. The match was even better. So it's crazy.
Right. So it was amazing. As far as this match, though, like I said, 15 minutes, 5 of them shenanigans.
It does not need to be 20 minutes. It needs to be 15.
It needs to be 15. I think the match that will probably have the most time will probably be the singles match that will have the most time in WrestleMania.
Yeah.
It probably won't be Cody and Roman. It probably might be Becky and Rhea.
That doesn't need that much time either.
And it doesn't mean that much time, but I think they're gonna get some time too.
I feel like Bayley and Kyrie does. They need that
time. Bayley and Io?
Yeah, you know what I meant. Shit.
Yeah. So who do you got winning?
Well, I told you the Bloodline.
You got the Bloodline. I think the Bloodline wins via shenanigans. So we get that Bloodline rules match, and then we really see what The Rock's intentions really are, or what happens with the Bloodline with the Bloodline's rules match. Because I see, like, I looked in the Hall of Fame. I'm like, huh? See a lot of Samoans there today.
They all in effect. They all was
there. They're all there. And I know they were there for Leah. Scalia's Hall of Fame induction, but I'm like, this is very interesting. But I see the Bloodline winning as well. I think night one is pretty much like the main event. It's like a lead up. It's like a let's get y'all blood flowing real quick. Let's get the blood flowing real quick. But the best match, I think the worst match on the card, really, if I'm gonna be for real, might be that tag match. LWO versus
it felt like that just got put on, they just got added on for no reason.
Right.
That could have been on SmackDown.
Yeah. The best match might be Jimmy versus Jay. Or the tag match. Jimmy versus Jay because of the story surrounding it and the implications that may happen due to it. Because you also got to remember, like I said, with The Rock and Cody, the Bloodline versus Cody and Seth. Seth could turn. Jay can turn on Cody and Seth.
I don't think nobody's turning.
Yeah.
Because everybody's so faked out for it to happen.
That is true. That's true. We'll see.
I just think mistakes are going to happen. I don't feel like anybody's going to turn.
Yeah, I think, either a mistake is going to happen and Seth may cause Cody this match.
Might cause him a tag match.
Yeah.
And then I feel like Rock is going to, it's going to be Roman. All about Rock at the main event with Roman. And then it just goes left from there because he couldn't get past his own self.
Right.
I feel like that's what's going to happen. Because you just, I don't know. That's just, it feels like that's the story in itself. Like like what could break the bond between Rock and Roman is the fact that it should be all about the tribal chief, but it's all about the final boss.
Right. And you can see it. You can see like how Roman is looking at The Rock. You see how Paul Heyman, and people need to follow the context clues. Look at Paul Heyman. Paul Heyman is the key. His facial expressions is the key to a lot of this. Look at the rest of the Bloodline, how they're looking at both of them. So we shall see. So the next night, night two. So it's Street Profits and Bobby Lashley versus the Final Testament, Karrion Kross, Akam, and Rezar of AOP. And in the Philadelphia Street Fight. I don't feel like this match is going to be good at all.
Because they're black?
No. Far from that. That's not the reason. I think it's a cluster.
How? Street Fight.
Look at the participants. I think one of these things are not like the other. And when I say one of these things are not like the other, I'm saying the Street Profits. Because when have you ever looked at Street Fight Profits and been like, yo, I think they should do a street fight.
They did one in NXT. And I think it was with AOP.
Was it?
Yeah.
I didn't see it. I'll go back and look. But
it was one of them takeovers that they won the titles.
I have to see. But I don't know. I just don't know. I just feel like they're starting and stopping with Karrion Kross and the Final Testament. I really feel like the Final Testament could kind of be the Judgment Day of SmackDown.
Yeah.
But
I feel like Street Profits are going to win because they've been getting their ass beat for weeks.
Absolutely, I agree. I think the Profits and Bobby are going to win, but I don't even think Shenanigans. I think the Profits and Bobby are going to win. I also think that MVP should be their manager.
We saw almost today in the Battle Royal.
Yeah,
and himself.
And he eliminated himself with the Creed Brothers, who are bomb ass tag team who I think should have been inside this tag.
Now you see what I'm saying? Like the tag division.
I've always saw it. Yeah, no, the tag division is great.
They can flip the titles now.
they can split the titles. It's just about how they're booking. I've always thought for a while SmackDown was booked better than Raw, but Raw has been knocking it out the park.
Yeah.
So we're going with the Profits and Lashley. They need a name, but a match that a lot of people are looking forward to. LA Knight and AJ Styles.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah. LA Knight should win this. LA Knight probably needs to win this. So it is what it is. We'll move forward from that.
They got to win it for Wendy.
For Wendy, oh God. Mm-hmm. The next match, Triple Threat United States title match. Waste Logan Paul, Randy Orton, and Kevin
Logan Owens. Paul needs to win his title. Keep his Logan, title.
Yes, Logan Paul needs a WrestleMania win, and this should be it. Another WrestleMania win, so this should be it. Mm. And then if you're going to push that on to a story with Randy and KO and let them go off and do whatever, cool. If not, or you continue the story between Logan and KO into Backlash, cool. Even better, but Logan needs to win this.
Yeah.
Io Sky versus Bayley for the WWE Women's title. This might steal the show that night.
This is Bayley. I have all the faith in the world in Bayley.
I do too. I hope Bayley wins. I want Bayley to win.
She's gonna win.
Yeah, I want Bayley to win.
You know Rhea's not losing. Rhea's not dropping her title.
Yeah, and Bayley should win this and move forward. Now, the thing about SmackDown, they don't have too many heel women on the show. Outside of Damage, they don't have too many. Damage Control, off all four of them are heel. Scarlett doesn't wrestle as much.
Tiffany Stratton.
Tiffany Stratton is getting babyface reactions. Like Rhea Ripley, not on the same stratosphere as Rhea Ripley, but she's getting babyface reactions. So yeah, we'll see. Seth Rollins, the Pick Me champion, versus Drew McIntyre with CM Punk on commentary.
Choosing Damian Priest.
You're right. I think I'm choosing Damian Priest too. I'm choosing Damian Priest with the cash in because
I feel like Seth is gonna win. He's gonna get hurt, and Damian Priest is gonna cash in.
Right. After you hear the winner is Seth Rollins, then you hear have to. He definitely has to, and then he has to lose the title anyway because if he's gonna cost Cody the match the night before, he gotta lose the title. Yeah. He has to, and I feel bad for Drew. Or this happens, Drew McIntyre wins, and CM Punk comes in and GTS is Drew, and Damian Priest cashes in on Drew.
Like Austin did that.
Right. Austin Theory. And it still didn't work. Yeah, that's what needs to happen. In the final match, Roman versus Cody for the Undisputed title. Your thoughts on this match?
It better be Cody and only needs to be Cody. I don't want to hear nothing else. Motherfuckers with this. And it should have been The Rock. Tired of all of you motherfuckers. We want Cody to finish the story.
I think he should finish the story.
I'm not arguing anybody. Roman being champion for 3 years is just blasphemous in this new era. It's blasphemous.
It's blasphemous, but it made sense.
It did. I just don't want to admit to it.
It made sense. It made so much sense because when you look at what they were throwing at Roman and how he was like, what else y'all got? Like, who's going to step up? And we got to analyze how big of a star Cody really is right now after leaving AEW, bro.
So a lot of people that leave AEW and they become like mega superstars. Jade Cargill is one of them. Todd Dillinger, he's like doing his thing on NXT.
Yeah, Sean Spears, yep.
Todd Dillinger, I'm not calling him Sean Spears.
Well, he's there under Sean Spears.
I guess.
And I think he's going to be one of the people in Bo Dallas's camp when Bo comes back.
Think so.
Oh, you didn't see? Yo, did you see the videos that somebody's hype videos? I have to send you the YouTube channel that is hyping this up on the low. And when you see it, you're going to be like, yo. And it's Bo Dallas narrating and stuff.
I gotta see it.
You have to see it.
Documentary and I ain't going to hold you. I was emotional through the whole
documentary was amazing. WWE knows how to put on a good documentary for sure. But as for the match, I feel like Cody needs to win this. He didn't need to win it last year.
That's the fuck he did it. He should have won it last year.
He should have, but I don't think he needed it. Winning it this year will mean a whole lot more.
Yeah.
Especially him going back and forth and them basically keeping Roman and Cody separated for a year.
Legit. Yeah.
But still giving hints that it could possibly happen. So, Cody has to win.
You better win.
Cody has to win. And Roman, take as much time off as you need to be. You've been having WWE on your back, bro. Been having WWE on your back for 3 years, bro. You brought us out of the Drew McIntyre era so quick.
Legends of Zelda shit.
They get so upset at the damn sword, bro. It's not even funny.
God damn it, Thunderbolt. We love you. But god damn it, what you did to this episode is crazy. Shit.
But, ladies and gentlemen, we would like to hear your thoughts. Everything on what you think about Mania as this drops today, on Saturday. Let us know what you think. Who's winning? We didn't even do an NXT prediction show, which NXT I think is going to be wild.
I ain't even going to get to watch it. That's going to be crazy. I won't be able to get to watch it.
It's going to be early.
I'll be in the studio.
Oh, yeah. I'll watch it for you. Don't worry about it.
I'm going to be communicating. I'll probably have it on my phone as I'm doing what I'm doing, but I probably won't be paying too much attention to it.
Yeah. NXT TakeOver should be good. Ring of Honor final battle happened tonight.
I'm not talking about that.
The one thing I do want to talk about, just want to say congratulations to Mark Briscoe for winning the ROH world title from Eddie Kingston. Today, at the time of him winning, April 5th was 11 years from the date that his brother Mark Briscoe beat Kevin Owens or Kevin Steen at the time for the ROH title the first time. So, congratulations to him. It is well deserved. Keeping the memory of Jay Briscoe alive, and that seems like the only good thing that AEW is doing outside of giving us Ospreay and Bryan Danielson.
I have so much things to say about all of that shit, but we're gonna save it for another time.
Yes, we shall save it for another time. So, for BK Matt, for the rest of the Euro Sports Show, it is your boy Big Baby signing off. Peace.
Damn you, Thunderbolt Patterson.
Hehehe